You're so right. This is exactly the point. When I mean, sorry to come to a very technical point about PPPs and in the contract documentation, the way we are dealing with events and climate events is through force majeure clauses or unforeseen events when it is unforeseen. When it comes to the discussion with the banks on those clauses, the principle is very easy. The banks doesn't want to be hurt. So you can go to PPP forum where you will talk about climate resilience and so on, and then you will go to bank forums when they will say that they are really supporting the G7 activities and so on, but by the end of the road, they just want not to be hurt. So we have an issue with a commercial bank. Until someone said to the commercial bank, just as they have been said that by Basel III or Solvency II, that they should not take more risk than they are able to afford, unless someone just like the IFIs told them, yes, you should, and this will be remunerated that price and so on. Until we have this process, we will have this behavior where there's nothing that we can do unless pass that risk to the contractors or the operators who have no money to afford it. So, and there we, this is why this is not progressing.
Thank you, Doris. Very provocative discussion, and one that